You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live, Love on Time. Featuring in-depth discussion on dating and relationships. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, Love on Time.
Hey! Get it. And bass. What's up? How's everyone doing? This is Kevin John. I am here with Love on Top, the show where we talk about how to keep your sex life on top and, of course, how to stay on top of your career, profession, or whatever it is that you're doing. I am joined in the studio by my amazing co-stars. Over here to the right is the immaculate, the sexy, Spicy Marie.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Oh, keeping I'm doing
hot
good.
And sizzling in the building.
And speaking of keeping it hot and sizzling, over to the left, everyone's favorite chocolate latte.
Oh.
It is the one, the only Miss Drea.
Hello. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien. Now, you were speaking a little Spanish. Over sitting to the left of you is everyone's favorite Latin lover, also known as Muy Caliente. It's the one, the only Jason Roselle. Had to get it right.
Thank you, Papa. Thank you. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Ladies, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate having you here.
Let's keep it caliente, baby.
Oh, we don't know how to do it any other way, right?
That is true. We definitely keep it caliente and muy frío.
That's very cold.
That's cold. That's
hace calor.
Okay, I'm going to stick to English.
That's the language, you know.
Muy frío.
Right? But see, that's why we all have jackets on, because it is frío.
Right.
See?
And figures I'm the only one that doesn't have a jacket on.
Caliente.
Ya tú sabes.
I don't know what that means, but I've heard Pitbull say that a million times. Followed up by Dale.
Dale. You'll see the subtitle come up, bro.
Right?
Get us some subtitles.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for being our special guest. A lot of you guys are probably looking at this guy talking about, I know his face, he's so familiar. Well, this man happened to be a reality star. He graced two reality shows, I Love New York and I Love Money on VH1. He has also been seen in a few Spanish soap operas.
Right.
I don't know the names of them because I'm a mess up the Spanish pronunciation.
Why don't you give it a try?
Amor con viento.
Oh, exactly. What's that mean?
Exactly. Love like that, with wind.
Or, oh,
yeah, the wind
I like
with
that.
Love.
You gotta say it just like that. With that romantic.
Right? Amor. How do you say amor what?
Amor con viento.
Con viento.
Amor. Con viento.
Oh, wow.
Un poquito, amor.
I was going to say, who needs Rosetta Stone when you have Jason and Spicy? I'm just saying.
Right.
Now, Spicy, you're Latin. What is your message?
I'm black and Mexican.
Black and Mexican.
Yes.
So that's black.
I'm a Blatina. Or a Blexican, whichever is easier for you to remember. But Jason, you are Spanish and Puerto Rican descent, right?
Yeah, my dad's from Spain.
Okay.
And my mom is half Spaniard and half Puerto Rican, making me like 75-25.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I actually didn't know English till I was 5 years old because my dad didn't know how to speak any English for that matter. So in home, all it was comida, dame, Nintendo, yo quiero, McDonald's. And then at 5 and up, then they forced me because I was born in Queens, New York, you know, and go to school, Catholic school, really strict because it was a bad neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And then at 10 years old, bam, we moved to Spain, and that's where I like really perfected like reading, writing, speaking the whole.
But you have like dual citizenship.
Yeah,
like you can go back and forth whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's muy, I was going to say interesante, but.
Interesante. Wow.
Good for you, Kevin. He's practicing.
I'm learning.
Good for you.
I always heard that ladies love a man with a Spanish accent.
Mm-hmm.
Or British.
Is that true?
Or British.
Ladies love a man with a Spanish accent.
Hello, my name is Mr. Caliente. I came here Monday and I'm staying till Friday, if you know what I mean. So if you like it, caliente, mommy.
You can do all of it.
I'll give you what you want.
I mentioned to you off the air that, you know, you're not the same person that I was watching when I was looking back, watching clips of I Love New York.
Yep.
You have a completely different feel to you, different vibe, energy, just essence, everything. Who was that person on I Love New York?
That person on I Love New York was a guy that was living in a couch. At the time, I had broken off a relationship with my ex-fiance. Long story short, I was just a working actor. I'd just become SAG, working on the show Entourage, believe it or not. I was like so excited. Wow. And then I go on Craigslist, no joke.
Craigslist?
Craigslist, looking for any extra jobs that were out there as an actor.
Jason, you told me you initially went on Craigslist to look for a girlfriend.
Well, that was real with me, dude. That was another night. But anyways, yeah. No, I went on the show and they're like, they basically said, look, if you want your life to change, this show might be pretty big. And I'm like, long story short, I turned the show down, not once, three, four times. They got me so many meetings with bigger people saying this will be good for your career. So yes, I did the show. I didn't even know it was New York. Kevin knows this. And it was no joke, probably like the best experience of my life.
Really?
Absolutely. Just like
in terms of
doing what I did. But one thing I didn't like, which to answer your question, they were wanting me to say certain things and act a certain way that I didn't like. They wanted more of the, hey, how you doing over there? My name is Heat.
That's how you were acting.
But that's what they wanted.
And they wanted more of that? A character.
I was a character, you know? And exactly. At the end, do I have, is 10% of that me? Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely.
and then, right, absolutely. I like it when you keep it real.
Yeah, and then when you add alcohol, which I drank almost every night on at least the first of the three shows I did with the network, I really became 40, 50% of that person in that matter. Long story short, I'm glad I did it. Then, as you know, I did I Love Money 1 and then I Love Money 2 again with Kevin. And my character just went out of control, and that's part of the reason why the show did so well too, because all of these crazy characters. But I'm so glad that I didn't like win the show,
because you would have been stuck with New York.
I would have been stuck with New York. I guess we got so much exposure so quick, so soon in a 3-year period. So from living in a couch to having my billboard on Sunset Boulevard and flying in private jets and being in like magazines, TV shows left and right. It was surreal how tremendously like my life just changed. But I became a man in this process and know that, hey, I can be at a Playboy Mansion every other month hosting a charity event. Mm. I can be chilling with Bret Michaels in his limo, just like having cognac. And it doesn't faze me who you are. So at the end of the day, I learned that we treat each other the same way. Mm-hmm. I don't care where you're from, how much money you got. Keep it caliente, baby. that's one thing I kept from the show. Just keep it caliente, which is essentially keep it real. Keep it real.
Jason, you talk about obviously a lot of the publicity and things that came with the fame. Mm-hmm. This show is obviously, we talk about love and being on top. Love wise,
love it.
Now, how in Spanish they say on otra escuria. Anyways, I have no idea. But how would you say your love life has increased due to this newfound fame and publicity and everything that you got?
Actually, it's the opposite. What most people don't do. I mean, I'm sure people that are avid fans that know me. True story. Most of my life, I was extremely overweight, and we'll touch on this later on. Mm-hmm. So. Ever since I changed physically, my dating life went definitely down the drain. For sure. You know, they did an article last year on Glamour Magazine. It's called I Lost 75 Pounds and My Dating Life Tanked. So that was, you know, something that most people didn't know, because you judge a book by its cover, saying, okay, this guy's, she's a pretty girl. Okay, great. They don't know your background. But now add being in shape and putting it on television. Everyone thinks you're egotistical. Everyone thinks you've slept with every person out there, so nobody trusts you. You know, like nobody thinks like we're gonna be loyal to each other, or at least I'm not.
Right,
You know, they're like, if you can have this person, or oh, you dated this playmate, and I'm like, okay, I did it, I experienced it, but that's not who I'm with.
I feel like you'd have to defend yourself a lot when you're like dating,
dude.
With people.
It's so annoying.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know. I mean, God, I've been tested 80,000 times for girls just to prove that I'm clean. Jesus. If that gives you an idea. No, I
like
mean, think
STD
about
checks?
Absolutely. And I have no problem doing that. If I'm dating someone new, I will tell them straight up.
Like, well,
that's so funny because We have a test for you right now. Covering the STD test now. I'm just playing.
We got
it.
And we will sanitize that microphone when you leave to make sure that nothing is.
All I'm saying is, like, it's security. You know, a lot of women, I don't care what they do, what they look like, it's insecurity within. Mm-hmm. I get it. I was one of the most insecure human beings out there for 20 years of my life. Now, when you're with someone of status, great looks, whatever you do, you shouldn't jump the gun. Get to know the person.
Yeah.
And, you know, have a normal conversation. But when you're accusing, you know, like right off the bat, like, oh, well, I looked you up on Google and you dated this girl.
Yeah.
And that girl slept with this guy, which clearly, I'm like, okay, this is really, this went from like
connecting the dots.
That's, yeah.
We're in the day and age of Google. And it's like, if you go Google you and you like watch the show, I think sometimes people will have this preconceived notion of you right away.
The worst feeling, and I do bring this topic up to friends, family members, shows, is like when people totally do not know exactly who you are, and they somehow, like, imagine going into a party, not a lot of people acknowledge you, right? I'm just giving an example. And this has happened to me twice already in this town. And then as soon as people recognize me, Googled me, or saw me with my shirt off, it went from barely getting attention to all of them being around me. Mm. And it's crazy, I think, because I have that fat boy mentality from back in the day, that's not what makes a person. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it awesome that you look incredible, that Kevin's a stud? Exactly. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool.
Speak the truth.
But get... I'm all about keep it, like, get to know
right,
what the
person.
Deal is.
Exactly.
You know? Like, my ex is 5'10". I'm barely 5'7".
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Like,
she's
you
tall.
Know... Did I wake up one day and say, oh, I want to be with a real tall woman? No, but when you're hot inside out and you're secure, I hate to say, you can have anything and anyone you want, but make sure you know what you want. You know, not mm-hmm. just like, oh, okay, you know, she's got her own show, like, probably be a good look for me to, you know, link up with Coco Chanel.
So in other words, you're saying have a genuine, authentic relationship and feeling there versus a... You know, I guess one of those superficial or just publicity
plastic.
Stunt. Type.
Yeah, plastic. You know, yeah. We've all been hurt or used at one point of our lives. You know, I'm sure plenty of girls use you for your, you know, stud fame. Let me go out with Kevin and maybe we'll get on TMZ tonight or hit the red carpet.
Exactly.
You know, like.
And this his beat up Nissan Sentra, you know, they are lining up for that treatment.
Right? No, but you get it. It's just, you know, it was good experience too, because I get to experience what a lot of women go through, you know, where I can see why you have. Like, a lot of women have this thing with certain men that,
they're defensive.
Oh, yeah, you're defensive. Yeah. Like,
on guard, oh, like, all the time.
Why does this person want to really hang out with me?
Right.
You question these things. It's not paranoia, but it's being real. Like, why?
A lot of people have ulterior motives, too.
Yeah,
it's not just,
exactly.
Yeah, it's not really, well, I want to get to know you. But us as women, we deal with it more because everybody who approaches us wants to get in our pants. 100%. Maybe, like, 85% want to get in your pants.
Not, yeah.
But like 100% want to take us down. So,
I like how they got specific. 89.
Oh, yeah.
89.9. Okay. I'm
right.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
But, you know, it's so you're experiencing the same thing. And
oh, yeah.
So you just, you know, so now you have to be a little bit
selective.
More protective as well of yourself.
Yeah. Protective, selective, in every way, shape, or form. You know, even anything I do, it's, I like to prepare. You know, in other words, prepare like, I won't just go on a date with someone just because they're pretty or because of whatever. I like to know, are we on the same page mentally and physically? Like, can we stimulate each other inside out?
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's only outside in, you know, where it's like outside in, like if we're, it just, you got to go deep with it.
But you have to admit that physically is what initially attracts you to that person.
100%.
Yeah. But,
100%.
You know, it's. I mean, I believe on the inside matters because ultimately on the inside is what's going to be there when the outside fades.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I'm just so baffled. This has to be Jason talking right now because Caliente, Mr. Okay, the fact that you were supposedly, you know, you're on this reality show and the character that you were playing was just... This guy who supposedly thought that New York was hot, which
right.
I knew had to be a lie. I was like, oh, he's in character. He has to be.
Right.
Because you were saying that this woman is sexy and beautiful and confident. And I'm like, are we looking at the same person?
I mean,
I was baffled.
Right,
but
right.
Did you really think that she was an amazing person?
You know, I well.
Whoa.
She actually, I as a person, I liked her. I truly did. Maybe because I like ballsy woman.
Now, were you sexually attracted?
No, I was not sexually attracted. I was not attracted to her at all physically.
I knew it.
But it's funny in life where you're put in a situation, I guess because I have my own little ego and she has hers, where instead of like fighting, bickering, it was fun times. But obviously, as you know, on the show, I got kicked off not because of anything real personal at all. It was because of my family situation, you know, when...
And you defended that.
And I defended that when she said, hey, if you were stuck in a deserted island and there was only enough food for, you know, me and your family, who's going to eat first? I said, my family's going to eat first.
Right.
So her and her mom...
I mean, that's ridiculous.
I mean, they went, I'm like, I don't even know you know you. I'm not even dating you. Why would I put you even in that same bracket? You know? So, hey, it was the best way to leave a show because still to this day, I get much love and respect from people because they like, hey, dude, you know, you did it for your family. That's all it is.
Now, you know, let's back up a little bit. Now, when it's before your exit was your entrance. And on your entrance, New York, she named you Heat. Why do you feel she gave you that name, and do you feel you lived up to the flame of Heat?
You know what? Absolutely. If I actually watched this show about a year ago, because it's been since 2008?
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy how time flies? I was watching it. My friend, as a joke, bought the DVD, and he's like, dude, we got to watch this, you know, blah, blah, blah. So when she named me, she's like, your name is Heat. You're making my heart... Wait, she's like, I'm calling you Heat because you're making my heart beat and you're the hottest guy in here. So that was it. And I think I held my own. So.
I think you did too. Matter of fact, we have a clip.
Oh, no.
From some of the reality... no, you're going to love this. Absolutely. I was getting a kick out of watching this. And just so you guys know, this is a few of his clips from the show, kind of like a montage of clips of him wilding out on there with 12-pack drinking.
Uh-oh.
12-pack.
And all kinds of... Oh, yeah.
Everyone can look as good as you, Heat. Am I right?
It works out. This time you take me away.
What's that? Next on Where Are They Now? The men of I Love New York. He was just a kissing fool.
Oh, butter lips are just juicy lips that are just so irresistible. And when you put them on your lips, you feel this tingling.
Oh, my
like
God. The way you were talking.
But New York and her mom weren't too happy with the pecking order in Heat's family.
I'm going to eat first. Then comes my mom, my grandma, and New York.
And then New York will eat. My daughter is going to eat last.
Give me a shot. Come on. No, what is that?
12-pack and Heat were double the pleasure.
Me and this kid are like freaking Batman and Robin. Bomb, bomb, bomb.
And double the fun. Thanks to their I Love New York infamy, the duo have taken their partying to a whole new level. They've turned pro.
They get paid to freaking throw the biggest parties in the freaking country.
Yo. And keeping the boys' business in order, it's their feisty assistant / drill sergeant, Brooke.
Right,
what do we have to do
today?
Okay.
I just want to, like, hang out, please.
No hanging out.
And while their relationship isn't strictly business... The men of I Love New York.
Wow.
Wow.
I am just like that guy sitting here.
Right now.
I know, right?
Right?
Crazy. So different.
You come so far. You mature. And, you know, one thing I'll say, Jason, about you is, you know, I got to know a lot of the other guys on the show. And the one thing about you that I always respected was just how real you were, how genuine you were, and how much of a compassionate, giving human being you were. You know, the show was filled with narcissists and things of that sort, but I am not lying when I say Jason would look out for me like nobody else, make sure I was good. I'm starting to get sentimental, but...
Oh, Kevin!
We've got a moment here.
Exactly, this guy has always looked out for me, whether it was on the show, in front of the camera, behind the camera, and I just think that you are a stand-up guy.
Thank you so much, bro. I feel the same exact way. Karma, baby. Karma.
Muy simpático.
Absolutely. Thank
good
you.
Job,
muchísimas
Kevin.
Gracias. Muchísimas gracias.
You're going to keep throwing out a new
I know, right? I've learned
members from high school.
I know.
Yeah, this is good. We're going to look back 40 years from now, hopefully still looking like studs.
Exactly.
And, you know, go from there. And it's definitely, same thing for you, bro. Amazing guy. 9 out of 10 of the people on the cast, I don't even talk to anyone. I came in there, you know, premeditated. All this was premeditated. I knew something good was going to come out of it. I didn't know exactly how, but I mean, I'm sure you guys know they stopped doing all the VH1 shows because there was a murder that happened on the Megan Wants a Millionaire show. And long story short, I was up next to have my own show for the Love of Caliente. Wow. And all that went down.
Didn't even know that.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, I'm a firm believer in this. Everything in life that's bad that happens, it's not actually bad. It's good because something bigger and better will happen.
Right. You don't know what path you're supposed to be.
If I would have had my own show,
that's biblical right there.
I probably would have been an alcoholic by now.
Like you would have still been that person.
I would have been that person, living up to that,
right,
to that and what the audience wanted. Where now I changed my life completely. I've done so many awesome things since then. And to be having this powerful time in life, it's all about giving and getting. That's all I can tell you. You know, so I'm blessed.
Now, speaking of going on and, you know, being able to do different things from that, we know that you branded yourself as a fitness expert, right?
Right.
And you were always into fitness prior to the show, but how did that start to jump off after the show?
Well, kind of like I was supposed to have my own show. Mm-hmm. A lot of money coming
in. And I'm so sorry. Can you just explain that real quick too? Like how your show was coming about? And
if you watch I Love Money 2 reunion, me and Frank Entertainer were on the stage and they asked us, Craig Jackson said, hey, if you guys had your own show, what would it be called? You know, so we both pleaded what our show would be. And, you know, Frank got his own show first after a few phone calls saying, hey, Jason, be on standby. Things are looking good. You know, because that's how the process works.
Yeah.
I was like, but I had to be low key about everything. I kid you not, it was a matter of like weeks into it. You know, I'm like, wow, I'm already envisioning the huge checks. I'm already making great money. You know,
right?
I'm like, I can only imagine what's
going to
happen now.
Jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
Houses.
Oh, yeah. Everything. All the seeds were planted. And then, boom, I get the call. They're done doing the VH1 shows, all the I Love Money shows, your own show. It's just forget about any chances you had are gone down the drain. I was like, wow, okay, what am I going to do now? So for a while, I was just living off of still just making appearances, yada, yada. But I was so used to making good income doing, you know, TV-related stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started getting approached by different people like, oh, how do you stay in shape and this and that? And then I kid you not, one day I went to visit my mom in the East Coast and I went through all my like pictures that I buried when I was really overweight. And I was like, I have an idea. And I literally exposed myself because I was ashamed of it my whole life. And then I dug all of these crazy pictures of me being really chunky monkey from 5 years old all the way to 20 years old when I was like 225 pounds, size 40 waist. And I was so embarrassed to show that. And then I did that and it opened up a can of worms and it went from training 3 people a few years ago. And now I have like literally hundreds of clients that I work with in person, but mainly online. I do online nutrition and fitness plans. And it's all about what we eat that really transforms what we look like. You can be you can be doing training all day long. But if you don't eat
right,
it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. So what you're talking about, is that how you started Being Fat Sucks?
Being Fat Sucks. Being Fat Sucks is a show I was a writer and a host and trainer on. And yeah, I got approached by a company that got picked up by Google. They love the concept. And we filmed 64, 68 episodes last year.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, got 2.5 million views. And
nice.
That was awesome. Not doing that anymore. So the biggest thing that we're pushing, you know, is my fitness company, GanenteFitness.net. And
it's a good name.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Yeah,
that's a perfect name.
Yeah,
and my music.
Those videos were great for the fitness, though. I was watching them, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna try this later because I'm doing, you know,
Spicy's a fitness guru
as well.
I'm really
into working out,
sure.
And so you know, there's different. I like to switch it up. You know, last week we had Donna Matrix on here, and then when I see, you know, almost did it.
I'm spilling this week.
You know, he's making me hot.
Oh.
when I'm watching your videos. I'm like, oh, this is a different, you know, this is a different style right here too. I like to, you know, switch it up. And I was thinking that would be a great workout.
This goes to everyone here and to the audience. The biggest trick in anything in life, it is versatility. Okay.
Tricking your muscles.
You got to, well, everything though. So I'll give you a good comparison. I love eating like hamburgers, like, like tiramisu, like delicious treats. I still cheat. You know what I mean? But you have to treat everything with like the whole, what I call the switch up, you know, do a totally different type of exercise for that body part. Mix everything in from kickboxing to plyometrics to cardio to free weights. Okay. But when you do it, go hard, go so hard to the point where your heart is pounding out of your chest and you just can't do anymore. Right. I change up that analogy with food. If I'm going to eat pizza, I'm not just going to eat a slice of pizza.
You need a whole pizza.
I'm going to get a freaking pizza. New York pizza pie with a little bit of a pepperoni, a sausage, and then a green pepper, blue pepper.
Is that Italian?
Oh, sorry.
I'm not sure what accent that was. It's like an Armenian
okay. with a little bit of Italian. Yeah,
yeah.
It's
like
I was
Italian.
I have a very
different like culture of friends, so I can pick up on accents right
That's
away.
That's the actor in you that comes out.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
And I think that helped you too because you have this, you know, theatrical or actor background, you're able to turn off these different characters just off and on.
Totally.
How did you rebrand yourself from this douchey heat guy to this, you know,
I like cool, how she says douchey.
Yeah, to this cool, you know, very respectable Jason man. Like, sure. How did you do it?
I think by just not faking the funk, just being me. Like, in other words, I'm kind of like that middle dude, that the person that's like really respected because I earn the respect first, right? And then I'm not a pushover either. I'm very strict, but I get shit done. I'm a workaholic. I work 15 to 18 hours a day. I have not had a real life. I have had not even dating life, this, that. I don't.
No dating?
No. Like,
I know
dating.
Caliente has to have a muchacha or señorita.
Look.
a booty chicas. Chacha on the side?
You know, booty over here, booty over there.
Oh, okay.
But.
Booty everywhere.
It's just, I'm so convicted. And I think it wasn't about convincing and telling people, oh, this is not me. I had to show it. So through all my hard work, like literally in like three and a half years, starting my own production company to starting a great fitness company to doing the music label, from not even using my reality TV fame, just working hard and saying, I've experienced it once, the real fame. If I'm going to have it again, I'm not going to do it for the fame. I'm going to do it because I'm good at what I do and people are going to love it. And they're gonna freaking go caliente, baby.
Now, you know, I really respect the entrepreneurial hat that you put on. And, you know, a lot of times I think people have a misperception that if you're on reality TV and you become a star, then every door just opens for you. You're set for the rest of your life.
No.
But they don't realize that all that is just a little platform. It's what you do with it.
Absolutely.
So how have you learned, or should I say, how did you figure that out? That obviously reality was going to take you so far and you have to start doing your own thing.
Well, because I would say 95% of reality people, I can't even call them stars. Like, I can call you reality star because you were one, you know, just like I was. I mean, you know, this was a huge international show, millions of viewers every week. But there's so many reality shows nowadays.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, it's like, oh my God.
So much competition.
Right. I'm on MTV True Life. I'm like, oh, Raul, you're a reality star? I didn't know that. Oh, you're the girl that vomited that has the ADD problem. She's
bipolar.
Oh, that's.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm doing an appearance tonight.
Totally. No, but look, the biggest thing is if there's not longevity in whatever it is you do, whether it's reality TV because you want to become a movie star or whatever. Like, don't do it. Really sit back and analyze before you project. Like, why am I doing this? For example, I do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Not to beat the shit out of people. Oh, sorry. Not to beat people up. It's because I love security. I love knowing I'm the most non-confrontational person, but I love knowing I can take care of myself in any given situation, right? You don't know what life can bring you. Same thing. If I'm going to have sex with someone, I'm gonna wear protection. If I don't know you, I gotta, you know, I gotta take care of myself.
You are getting laid.
See, that's not what I heard about you. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, out the bag.
Ay, ay, ay.
I
no,
told you we're not gonna go easy on you.
No,
on top.
This goes for every model out there, for every wannabe actor, musician. Don't do reality TV if your goal is just to be noticed, because most shows won't get you that exactly. You know, we were fortunate, you know, because it's like a Russian roulette. You just don't know. Make sure if you do decide to do a show, that whatever product you are, whatever brand you are, is so strong that it will speak for itself and other good things will come about it. But don't just go in there, act a fool, and then expect to be, you know, booking gigs at $5,000 a pop, because trust me, it's not, it doesn't happen that often.
It did work for Jersey Shore.
Oh,
it
absolutely
did work for Jersey Shore.
Right, that's like an exception to
I know.
Another exception.
Not everybody can do that.
So, and even then so, look at the opportunities, like, say, The Situation had. You know, like,
where is
multi-
he anyway?
Exactly. Where is he? It's just funny to me.
One of them just had a baby or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
People that have their own shows, and they, in other words, sometimes when you get famous too quick, too soon, way bigger than where we were, I'm like, oh my God, I would be doing X, Y, and Z, because I'm that business guy. I'm always thinking of, like, ooh, what can I do next? But they just kick back. And I'm not here to talk about people and names. You know, me and him probably know like 18 people off the top of our head saying, wow, you had these huge opportunities, but yet you didn't become advantageous about it. Whereas with me, I'm like saying, if my next single goes platinum, right, I already know where my investments are going. Yeah. So I can get what? Residual income. So what? I can go on fucking vacation for once because I don't have a life. No, seriously, I don't. Like, all I do, I wake up at 5:30 in the morning every day, start training clients at 6 a.m. I'm done at 8 p.m. And after that, if I have to go to the studio and record, I'm at the studio. It's just crazy. But I love what I do, and nobody can take it away from me.
I respect that. I'm getting exhausted just listening to your daily routine. I mean, I'm not doing enough in my life.
Your music career, these music videos that you're making, I mean, those are pretty hot, too. It looks like you get a vacation on set with these ladies, because all you have is just hot girls and no clothes.
True. Yeah. Well, yeah, I gotta make work fun, right? I mean,
if
I agree.
You're not getting laid.
Mixed business
make your
with
videos.
Pleasure.
You're not dating anybody, but it looks like you would be, you know, just a man around town. Like, it definitely looks like you would be, you know, all you know, in the sheets with all these ladies.
You know what? You never ever mix business with pleasure. I have never slept. Never slept with anyone I've worked with in the entertainment field whatsoever. Why? You just don't shit where you eat. Because it comes back and bites you. I know too many people that I've seen that their careers or relationships just go nowhere. Think about it. Prime example, my first music video, we have Lauren Pappas, which she's also known as DJ Vitrix, well-known DJ, really hot. Not only was she in my first music video, Caliente, but she was also the lead on I, Mommy. If I would have slept with her, and mind you, there was many months in between we shot videos. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have worked out. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
because
it ruins the relationship.
You want to be cool with someone. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. Say, you know, both of you are in my next music video as an example. And like, it
you'd have to go through
success.
Me to make that happen.
He's our manager.
It's funny you say that. I told one of the girls, and I'm not going to say who, I said, look, when I'm way up here, you know, and you're way up there, if we want to sleep with each other and, you know, F our brains off, let's do it then. But right now, we're climbing up that ladder. Let's not ruin it. You know what I'm saying? We can kick back in that yacht and be like, damn, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we did it.
Yeah.
You know, not just, like, get sloppy. Because that's when you start mixing with business with pleasure. Then feelings get involved. And what if the sex was bad? And, you know,
Hollywood talks.
What's that?
Hollywood talks.
Yeah, very true. And they blacklist. But, but no, I like what you're saying. Like, literally, instead of sleeping your way to the top, wait till you get to the top and then sleep.
With anybody that you want.
Yes.
Is that what you're... Yeah.
No, but by then, I reassure you, I will find and be with the one, because I do want to share all the good things happening.
So I was going to ask him about his dating. How do you date now? Because you said you don't date people that you work with.
Right.
And then you're working all day. So how are you meeting women?
I'll be completely honest.
Craigslist.
Referrals.
Stop.
You love you with Craigslist.
No, I've met girls in different ways, and I have no shame in it. Through friends of friends. I've met people at events, you know, like going out. And then I've I've done once or twice in the past online dating.
I was like, yeah, you've done online.
We did a whole segment about that.
Yes, yeah.
And now, how was online dating for you? Was it effective?
Scary.
Oh. It is scary. It is, right?
Scary. You know, I didn't even have to ask for like pictures half of the time. There, I was just getting like straight up like naked pictures right off.
Really?
The
wow.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what online dating site was?
Oh yeah.
Kevin.
I'm not.
I mean, not that I'm going to go on there. You know, I'm just
want to know.
For our listeners. You know, they want to know.
Sure. It was actually a white female. Sorry, black females for white males.
Oh,
rewind.
Oh,
wow.
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
She said,
I was like, well, look sister. At you. Somebody needs a chocolate drop.
Right? chocolate latte.
No, there's actually the true story. There is a website that does exist that is for, you know, people that like to date interracially.
Yes, mm-hmm. There is.
Mm-hmm. And one of my good friends, which we both know, met one of his girlfriends there. But no,
like the, I said, the one of his girlfriends.
The one I did, the one I did was a Match.com type thing, and you know, it was in the beginning. You know, it's exciting. It's, yeah, like,
you were looking
yeah.
for a black girl.
No. I put all races. Oh, okay. No. I don't care if you're
now,
Asian.
Now, while we're on the subject of that, do you date black women? I know I've seen you with a few, but, you know.
Oh,
is it,
Dad just put his business out there.
I really did.
I, got that you know what? I'm very open-minded. You know, it's same thing with, like, whether trace your religion, Catholic, you know, Christian, whatever you are. I don't care. At the end of the day, it's just if you make me feel amazing and you're amazing for who you are, and we can coach each other and just become better each day, that's what I want. We're like, say, like when you eat together and you laugh, that's awesome. The next time you eat together and laugh, it's even better. Same thing with sex. It should be unlimited, uninhibited, you know, just let loose. Mm-hmm. That's the only time you get to enjoy someone and really escape. I want to escape with someone, not just, oh, okay, I'm home. All right, bam, I'm going to shower. I'm going to look good. And then bada boom, bada bam, hit the sheets and then go to bed. Like, that's cool here and there. But I want someone that's, like, mentally going to take me to another destination. You know, walking home. She's got the, you know, special lingerie suit going on.
You got this all planned
you know,
out.
Oh, yeah, you got the
you know, this is quite special, descriptive.
Special candles. Yeah, you know.
Visualization, man.
Yeah.
So sure. Now a girl knows what to do that's watching.
I know. Exactly. Some girls at home going, okay.
I totally forgot. This is going pretty much live here.
To millions of people.
I just screwed myself. You know why? Because now if...
Because your mom's watching.
Well, not only mom, but imagine, like, the woman watching, they're thinking, oh, okay, so if I meet him, I'm going to wear lingerie. I'm going to have scented candles, right? And then I'm going to, you know, do whatever. You know, it's like a giveaway, but guess what? The truth always comes out.
Yeah.
You know, and you can, just like that, you can call him out that quickly. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll be able to spot it if it's phony or not, and you'll be able to know whether it's authentic.
For sure.
So yeah. What would you say your biggest turn off is?
Bad hygiene.
Oh,
I tell it to
you
every
knew
girl.
That quickly.
Yeah. Every girl. No, I feel like it's a broken record. There's so many beautiful women.
But bad hygiene?
Let me
That's
explain.
Not uncommon. It's not uncommon.
Look, I've noticed the prettier the woman, sometimes the worse hygiene. Because I hate to say it, they think their shit don't stink.
Like literally. Like
literally.
They have doo-doo in their pants. So like, they're like, I'm so cute.
How did you know mine doesn't? No, I'm just kidding.
Nah.
I'm joking.
No, look, here's the deal. Look, it's all about if your breath is funky fresh, no good. If your armpits are not cool, cool. Down there in the kitty cat, not cool. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta make sure that you're on point whether you are dating or not dating. Maybe me, I'm a little, you know, a little over
you're
the top.
You're anal probably about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I am. I'm very sensitive. I
What's
work
your
with
sign?
Well, Pisces.
Oh, yeah. Sensitive
yeah,
men.
Yeah,
very
yeah,
sensitive
for sure.
Men.
So I take 2 to 3 showers a day.
But then are you serious?
But then I'm around clients. So if I'm sweating with
yeah,
you, why
to.
Would you want
to
hear, you know, smell like Catherine's, like, funky fresh scent, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That wouldn't be cool. So, you know, same thing with my teeth. I got to make sure everything's good, you know? But at the end of the day, guess what? There's no better feeling when you're with someone and they look amazing and they smell amazing.
Oh,
so
smell.
Right? Because mm-hmm. if you want to take care of them from head to toe, it's game on, baby.
Now, I'm going to ask, you talked specifically hygienic regarding the lower body area.
Oh,
now,
no.
I'm sure this is something a lot of men have experienced. I'm not saying necessarily I personally experienced it, but have you ever been in a situation where you're getting ready to, like, make love to a woman, took off her pants or something, and it was like, you know,
catfish.
Catfish. Thank you. I was looking for the word. Thank you.
And more like.
Yeah.
That was really good.
I hear these.
So he does voiceovers too.
And I don't know how you guys do it. How do you get out of that situation?
No. What do you do?
Okay, I don't want to repulse
power
you guys.
Through?
But the worst experience.
Oh, no, I can't.
I know this is bad. You might want to plug your ears. Audience, you have been warned.
Yeah. Disclaimer.
This has happened, and not with no hoochie off the street. I'm talking like classy woman, you know, like executive assistant, you know, everything's
expensive
well put together.
Expensive escorts.
No. No.
I almost got you.
No.
It's like, you know.
The scent was so bad. It smelled like someone opened up a fresh can of tuna fish.
Was it that time of the month?
No.
Oh,
I'm very.
Oh, God.
No, well, I mean, at least that's an
I'm
excuse.
Very here. I'm very here. Then. I'm all about, if I meet someone I like, I'm not in no rush to sleep with them. I like to get to know them. Right? But throughout that process, same thing, like, what are your favorite foods, favorite movies? I'll make sure. So how often do you douche? How often do you do this?
Wow.
Why? Because, so I'm just saying, because if you don't communicate what you like from day one, a lot of people are very careless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people say, oh, well, I just got back from the gym. You want to get, you know, knock your boots off?
Some men like that.
I'm not into that.
That is true.
Not me. You know, I love everything to be super clean, smooth.
So what did you do? In that situation.
What did I do? I made up an excuse and
when you were down there, you were like,
oh yeah, absolutely. Oh.
Smelt the tuna and you were like,
you know what? I'm full actually.
I have this weird cramp in my stomach. And then she, you know, she's like, oh my God, are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm not okay. Can you put your pants on though? Cause it's just, yeah, I'm not gonna, come on. That's embarrassing.
I feel like a woman knows only because,
some women don't.
So you have to know.
Like, that's what they do.
Get a normal checkup. Like, there's antibiotics for that little problem down there. Like, I don't understand. When I hear these horror stories, I'm like, she went to the bathroom at some point today.
I know, but maybe they're used to their own odor.
That is true. That is a good point, Dre.
Baby wipes.
I agree.
Okay. She should have a big old huge Costco box in her closet.
I do.
But when does she go? She's just going to be driving around and, oh, I need a baby wipe.
She should keep baby wipes on her in her purse.
If there's a possibility of sex in any way, shape, or form, or any kind of, you know, foreplay, common sense, take 30 seconds, wipe yourself really good down there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to know. You could be a secret. You're in the bathroom, you know?
But what if a girl, what if it's spontaneous and she doesn't know what's about to happen? You're saying.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, really, like. Yeah. Okay, so.
Because you said you like the uninhabited, just the bomb, jungle.
For those type of situations, yeah, I'm cool with that. Because, you know, you can't be that picky in certain situations. Say I haven't seen my girl in 8 months and I picked her up from the airport. And
that's a long time.
I'm just saying.
Dude,
of course, I'm going to be really
a lot of lotion and tissues.
And I don't care what you smell like at that point. I'm going at it, you know? So, yeah. That's my answer.
Explain to me. No. I'm shifting.
Oh,
really
Lord.
Cool, okay?
Go ahead, Spice.
Explain to me sexercising and how do I get my man to do that?
Ooh.
What is it exactly?
Ooh.
Because it sounds really hot. I like to work out. I like sex. Is it a mixture of the both? What is it?
Well, sexercise, which is, I gotta tell the audience. Cause
can we prep the video too, meanwhile, while he's, that was just to our producer, but go ahead. There's a video we have, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. So sexercise, before I explain, is a single, my last track that's coming out in January, and it's also a music video. It's called Coming Out at the Same Time. And the concept behind it is being able to work out, dance, and in a very sexual environment. So, everybody likes to work out. Most people do. I'm not going to say everybody. Kevin?
I mean...
When's the last time you've been to the gym, Kevin?
Yeah, when you go to the gym?
I like how this all just turned on me right now. Like, you know,
I know, I was like...
Okay, I know I'm skinny and I went...
Ever!
I'm a burger away from starvation, but all right. Last time I went to the gym, in all honesty, was probably about 3 months ago.
Okay, good.
Cool.
But I didn't work out. I just, I just played basketball the whole time.
B-ball.
So
all right.
The last time I worked out.
But you were there.
I was there.
3 months is a long time ago.
Long time.
And I'm
horrible.
I need you to train your friend.
For sure.
Because that is just for health. Just for health.
Yeah, you absolutely.
Just to keep,
you know. So you guys don't like my body the way it is now?
Listen, this is about your health. That's
he's got more abs than Usher. So let's just keep, he's got more abs than 12 pack. Let's just keep it real.
Let's just count him.
He's got more abs than all of us here. But hey, you know what?
But that's actually my rib cage. But yeah, go ahead.
But long as you can see something.
Right.
But sexercise at the end of the day, it's about moving, getting really sexy. I don't care if you're at the gym, the club, or your baby mama's bedroom, because this is the most intense dance workout track music video that anyone's gonna see. It's gonna get people in the mood to get frisky. It's gonna get people in the mood to really dance together. It's gonna get couples reunited. You know what I mean? It's gonna get.
This sounds spicy.
So it sounds like a combination of like Luke, Marvin Gaye,
R. Kelly,
right? Teddy Pendergrass and LMFAO all thrown in together.
100%.
Pitbull, you can't forget Pitbull.
Dale. Yeah.
And it's good. It's got some, you know, some Spanish moments, some bilingual vocals on there. Not as much as my other tracks, but it's really like. I've never been so proud about anything in my life.
I want to see it.
Yeah,
so
you guys
so
are gonna...
No, we're not getting ready to see Sexercise right now because obviously that was
that's what's coming out.
It's
and
coming
that's
out.
What's coming out. Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna see it.
We'll be back for
another
that.
Video okay. that he did that features a lot of sexiness and women.
Let's
Sexercise.
Oh, Caliente Fitness.
Growing up was not easy. Oh. I'm sure it wasn't easy for anybody. Ever since I was 5 years old, from kindergarten.
Oh my God, so cute.
To middle school. All the way up through high school and even college, I was just very overweight. I never in my wildest dreams thought I would be in this physical shape. It's been nothing but struggle. Because for those who say it's easy, believe me, it is not easy. It's hard work. You get what you pay for. At about 20 years old is when I hit like rock bottom, 220 pounds. My waist was size 40, just looking at my fat stomach, 3 o'clock in the morning, eating Oreo cookies. I would just sit there
Oreos too.
And just
so
eat right? myself to sleep.
Fried Oreos.
And it was finally that rock bottom point, 20 years old, looking at TV. Just I remember an Oreo cookie just falling on top of my stomach, and I was like, okay, I gotta do something about this. I started exercising on my own, changing my eating patterns, and it was years of trying different things
you were T-boning
for me. I kept on getting to a point where I was like, I lost 4 inches this month. It's been a struggle, and I'm glad that I overcame it.
I'm going to the gym right after this.
Go work out. And this is my track playing right now, Caliente.
Oh, we got that video. We're going.
Oh, gonna play that?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about the booty, baby. Men like to have, you know, a little bit of booty.
Yeah, I got no booty, so.
I know, Kevin.
Thank you, Drea. You.
I'm with you. I'm working on it.
Oh, no, you're straight. I mean, that's how they look.
Oh, okay.
The running back.
How do you not fall? Oh, my God, I can't do all
that. Looks scary, yeah.
You're not even holding on.
No.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Can't hold up.
I will fall.
But it works.
That took a lot of practice.
No, yeah, and it works your calf.
Have you fallen? Oh, I need to do a good calf exercise.
Mm-hmm. That's an awesome one for your obliques and lower abs. Those are great. In and out, inverted push-ups. This is just mainly for cardio. You know, if you're not going to build a lot of muscles, more lean, you know. Yeah.
Ow.
Wow. Now, what is your calorie intake like on the daily?
Well, it depends on, for one, if you're male or female.
No, yours. I'm talking about you.
Mine's not a lot. Mine's like 1,800.
Really?
Yeah.
But I guess it depends on how much you burn, though, as well.
Right. It depends
on metabolism.
If I worked out that day or not. Like, the days I don't work out, I eat 90% protein, 10% veggies, you know?
So you're eating real clean.
Yeah. So, like, say if I did a double workout that day, then I can afford to eat my 3 slices of pizza, my chocolate brownies, my Oreo cookies.
So you haven't given up junk food altogether.
Oh, hell no.
You just do it. You know, when you can cheat.
In moderation.
Absolutely. Yeah. Same thing with alcohol. I enjoy drinking 3 or 4 times a week.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but no, but I don't drink.
Like a trainer.
You just have a drink.
Oh, yeah. I like to have at least 1 or 2 drinks. Wine or like super light beer or like a vodka with Crystal Light that has no calories. So it's about balance. Anyone that does anything too extreme, believe me, it's boring. There's tons of guys out there that are in better shape than I am. I'd rather look awesome than be perfect, because perfect sometimes it's just too much maintenance. Mm-hmm. Like when I shredded down, I remember for one particular role, I got leaner than what you see in that picture just now, but I was so lean, but that's like 8% body fat. I got down to 5 where it was like veins everywhere. It was too much.
Scary.
But like bones, like Kevin.
Yeah, I'm about 2% body fat.
Yeah,
Kevin, he is somebody's type somewhere. Okay.
Oh hell, tons of women like
somewhere in Africa, Ethiopia,
Zimbabwe. In America, right here.
Well, it has to be intimidating to date you as well, though, because you're super into fitness. You're extremely lean.
Yeah.
So does a girl have to be?
No.
Extremely fit to date you?
No, absolutely not. I actually, and my mom, I'll call her right now. I don't even have a type anymore. Seriously, I just can't. I've tried, you know, but my preference is wide hips, big butt.
Excuse me? No way.
Did I finish?
Dre said, excuse me?
I'm shocked.
You gotta understand, I'm Spanish, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, he's a body.
So wide hips, big butt, small waist. Beautiful face. So the rest, I don't, even if a girl's like 5 or 10 pounds overweight, I'm cool with that. As long as she likes to work out, as often as me. If a woman has a tighter stomach than me, it's going to be tricky. It's going to be tricky.
Why?
Well, because I mean, like, I don't want to date a bodybuilder type chick. You know, I'm an athlete. Yeah. Like body, and I'll date a girl that has an athlete body that's, you know, athletic.
You don't want it too.
Too much.
She can't be more ripped than you.
Correct. That would be too much, you know?
And it's not nice to feel all that either.
Right,
it's
no.
It's like muscle hitting muscle.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the impact is like bruises everywhere. No, like for example, I've dated a lot of girls that, no joke, they were like size 7, size 9 in jeans.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Would not have expected that.
Very, very like Beyonce, J-Lo body types. Mm. Like around probably like, what are you, like 5'7", 5'8", like probably 10 pounds, 15 pounds.
I appreciate
pounds.
You giving me those extra inches.
Well, I'm just.
High five.
It's the hills, the hills.
Oh, okay.
It's the hills, high five.
Well, the point is like.
I'm very curvy, yeah.
If someone has an awesome personality face and they got curbs, it's an extra brownie point, because it's like everybody has their own thing, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what I love. I'd much rather be with a woman that has some kind of curbs than too skinny, because then I feel like I'm gonna break them.
Yeah,
you know, like that's my take.
Nah, I feel you on that. You know, I deal with that too. I feel like I'm a crush girl. It's like I'm the Incredible Hulk. You know,
Kevin, you are full of jokes today.
I know. I was gotten into my tea. Actually, I don't even think there's tea in there.
No.
But no, you know, the thing I was going to ask is, obviously, working out, like you said, is something that you're committed to. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that working out has given you a better endurance or stamina in the sheets?
Oh, 100%. To the extent where half of the people I've dated in the past, this is a funny quote. One of my friends, she calls it, it's a 2-minute pump chump. And I'm the opposite of that, just because, I guess because I do a lot of cardio and all this stuff, I don't get tired very easily. So it's not that I like super long sessions.
Yeah, that can get old.
Right? That can get boring. But I like it to be very intense, short, just like interval cardio where you go really hard, right? Then you take a little Oreo cookie break, and then you go at it again. You see what I'm saying? You
work off the Oreo cookie break.
Right. I love Oreo cookie. Hello. Look how big I was. Jesus Christ. No, but there's been situations that it sucks, that girls that are used to certain things, like dating guys that, you know, just like one or two positions or like in and out, where they're not used to someone that can last longer, has more versatility.
So how many positions on average would you do during an average sex session? How many positions?
Ideally, 4 to 5. That would be ideal.
That's about good. That's
about
right.
I don't even know if I can name that.
If I'm super tired, well, there's 4 ways to doggy style. So, but that's a whole nother episode.
Can you imitate with Drea and?
No.
Always have to be intricate.
Let's just say the girl is either flat, laying flat, right, regular doggy, Then you got face down, booty up.
Oh.
Right, right. And then you got the scrunched up doggy where you're picking her up, but like you have to be strong enough.
Oh, he knows tricks.
Oh, yeah.
He knows tricks.
You're holding, you're standing, and she's crunched up, and her butt is like, it's, you have to, the girl has to be somewhat in good shape to do this, but that one's fun. That one's, yeah, it's fun because you hit different spots. Yeah, it's cool.
No, so you incorporate it in your workouts then while you're doing it. You're
hell
like,
yeah.
You probably have the, like, the little things. Like the little timer that tells you how many calories you're burning.
It just says 3, 2, 1. You ready?
I hit 200.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We hit our target, our heart rate, babe. Come on. Switch it up.
That's hilarious.
I got Christian Bale in my head from American Psycho. I don't know why. Oh,
Christian. I've actually had a few exes, and I've never seen or read the book. There's a movie coming out, the Christian Grey.
Fifty Shades of Grey. Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, you remind me sometimes of this guy. And I'm like, why? That's what I thought because I read reviews.
Oh, you're a freak.
There's a, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
We'll
read that
book. I'm very romantic as well. Very romantic.
Good combo.
Yeah. A freaky, right? That is.
Freaky romantic.
Freaky romantic.
So I think he's ready for the naked truth.
Yeah. You know, I was going to say right before we get into that. There's a video that he did. This is Caliente, right?
Yeah, let's show him Caliente. Let's show him.
All right, we're gonna watch Caliente real quick, which is a music video that you did.
First single that came out. Yep.
Okay.
Six, 7 months ago. Yeah.
Good deal. Oh, it just starts off. You see the fire.
Ooh, fire.
Have sex with any of them?
Not one.
Right?
Not one.
And how did you cast for this? Did they have to come face to face to you and you were like, let me see how you...
Let me see you dance. Let me
touch my nose.
Shake your booty.
How you rub on me.
Oh, yeah. Break it down and shake it down.
Were you wearing any pants?
Rewind that scene again.
I did a little D'Angelo moment, you know?
Listen, if you ever need an extra in your video, man,
that's right.
You know, holla at your boy. I can just be in the back with a bottle.
Right?
Boom.
That's Lizette Medina. She's a great singer. She did a great job on this. You know you want it. You know I got it. It really drives you crazy. Tú me quieres. Yo te quiero. Let's make it happen, baby. Caliente.
Oh, that's a good track.
You know what I'm saying? Break it down. Shake it. Break it down. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Come on, Bone.
If I watch this video anymore, I'm going to have to take a pregnancy test.
I know, I'm like, okay, let's
you know. All right, what questions you got for me? Because I know you got only a few minutes here.
That is, wow. I may have missed my calling. I should be
I need to take my jacket.
A musical artist.
I know, right?
You know? So the naked truth basically is when, don't shake your head.
You're coming clean, butt naked.
Exactly.
You're bearing it all, okay?
Exactly. Now, speaking of burying it all, I know that you've hung out with a lot of reality stars since your experiences on reality show. Who is one reality star that you have made whoopee with?
Well, besides Kim K about 2006, before she got
I saw that video.
Plane, right? No. who have I made whoopee? God, I'm not going to answer that. I plead the fifth.
Is this the first time someone has played the fifth?
Yeah, this is the first time. You're not gonna. So it's not public knowledge.
No. Definitely.
Is it somebody that we would all know?
Definitely yes.
Oh,
yeah.
So it was Kim K.
I knew it. Maybe it was one of the Kardashians.
You
or
heard
something.
It here first.
Well, like it started off.
Well, Chloe's available now. So.
She had an impersonator in Vegas. I thought it was her, and I thought I got lucky one night. And then she took off the wig, and then she freaking. Yeah, it wasn't cute, but whatever. It was.
Wow.
It was a long time ago. I'm just playing.
That would suck.
I know, right? Imagine you think like you're really sleeping with her, and then all of a sudden you wake up. And takes off her eyelashes, the butt implant little things pop out, and you're like, wait a minute, but I was on top, that's why. You
know? I had a similar situation in Miami one time, but it was a transvestite. So anyways, question number two. That was a joke.
Sure.
Kind of. You talked about the funky vajayjay.
Yes.
But what is one thing that a woman should never do during sex? Like if she did, it's a turn off. Yeah,
a turn off definitely would be trying to take too much control in the bedroom. I like a submissive woman, so when a woman's like trying to flip me around, and I've had a few you know,
that are aggressive.
Oh, very.
See, I like
aggressive.
That. That's kind of sexy to me.
No, but I'm talking like Exorcist.
You're not saying like a woman that takes initiative. You're saying a woman that is trying to run the entire production.
No, she's trying to run the show. Like, do this. Do more of that. Like, the worst feeling is if you're in your zone and someone's like, do too much of this, and you're commanding me. That ain't gonna work. You know, or someone that like screams way too loud, like exaggerating loud,
like porn style,
to the point to the point I have to like put the
you're
pillow
like, that's not real, and I'm like, okay, please. I didn't do anything to deserve
that.
Yeah.
I don't even think you feel good, girl.
No.
So would you consider yourself very machismo?
No, definitely not. Okay. No,
you said very what?
Machismo.
I didn't say it like that.
Machismo.
What is that? I'm sorry. I don't even know that word.
Machismo.
What is machismo?
Please tell.
Just very, you know, like an alpha, very macho. It's like, you know, a macho.
Masculine in the bed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, definitely not ultra machismo, but I'm very, like I said, I'm very dominant, but I have my sweet side. So it's just like, I just like to be in control, you know?
Balance.
Right, but I've learned this trick, and this goes for all you gentlemen out there. Take care of your woman first, because after you put her in that state, you know, of happiness, then they're more willing to do more. You know what I'm saying?
When she gets
absolutely.
I bow down.
Because if you're too lazy about it, it's sometimes they get lazy, and it's just like, you don't want to rush it too fast.
Good nuggets. All right, just two more questions. This one is, what would you say your sexual fantasy would be? Whether it's two women, whether it's she does something for you, your biggest sexual fantasy. And I know you've thought about this. Because you were descriptive before when you were saying things.
Right. So. I'm trying to, damn. I got to be careful how I answer it. I have a few. I do. I do. My mom's going to kill me.
I love your mother, by the way. She's awesome. She's watching. Big ups from Bones.
And by the way, big ups to Yaya. She's in the hospital right now. I don't want to get into it now. And there's anyone out there that watches our shows. She's part of the reason why I got kicked off of the show in the first place. So blessings. Hope you get better. But back to the sexual question. Jesus.
From Yaya to sex. Go ahead.
God.
You have an older woman fetish.
I do. I love older women. I've dated older women.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know why? Because mentally and physically, there's no nonsense. It's like, say
that's
you're really busy, I'm busy. Very it's like,
true.
We're there to have this awesome companionship, give each other, fulfill each other what we want, and then let the
BS
caliente.
Yeah.
Go. See. All right, now this last one, I'm going to let Spicy do the honors, because this is one of the questions that she does, and I, you know, don't want to take her signature question from her.
We ask this every single time, and this one you have to answer.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
I'm not going to let you off the hook. All right, the celebrity crush that you would crush. Any celebrity that you could take down if you had just one night and it was guaranteed, who would you be with?
I initially would say J-Lo, but I guess just because I know women really well intuitively, I'm going to have to skip her and I'm going to have to go with... I'm going to have to go with Eva Mendes.
Ooh, I love
Eva. Oh, I love Eva.
Yeah.
Big ups on that.
Yeah. She may not have as big of a booty.
She does, but she is sexy.
She's got
good. Oh, yeah. Man, that mole that she got. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Lord, I would just lick the mole.
Oh, my God, Kevin. Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah.
Little
chocolate chips. that was a good choice, though.
Right?
I agree with that choice. I like your choice.
That is sexy. Now, speaking of sexy, before we get out of here, I understand that you have some gifts to share with our sexy staff. Here are some things to give out to them.
I'm so curious what this
is. It
is
the holiday season.
Yeah.
And
it is Christmas. The holiday season.
And I don't think we're shooting next Friday, so it's just, this is the last
one
we're...
I'm going to give Kevin yours first. This is, you know, you know.
Dude, you...
So we're gonna keep it... Caliente, I got you an XL Caliente.
Caliente
fitness.
Nice.
So hopefully this will motivate him to get into the gym.
Because the ladies want
every
that.
3 months.
You have to train us. You have to get us all together and train the Love
episode.
On Top host.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, Caliente.
No problem. Thanks, yeah, you can get those online too. But, you know, if you want Kevin's, he may have to sell it later after he sweats a couple workouts. So he can do whatever he wants.
It's on eBay.
And for you ladies, I present to you, and this is...
a Caliente thong.
This is... No. So I don't know if you ladies are married, divorced, boyfriend, single, but I sell these like hotcakes, but this is the new edition, 2014
Caliente
calendar.
I love
it. Thank you very much.
I will be checking it off.
Right. Go to the gym.
So it's a motivation.
I gotta check it off.
One way or the other. And yeah, this is
thank you so much.
This is from going me to you. Be my bookmark in my Bible.
In the Bible. Yeah.
Right on Leviticus.
Right.
Well, Jason, thanks so much for coming through. Thank you for the gifts. Thank you for sharing those nuggets. Thank you just for being you.
Thank you, sir.
You are, ladies.
Yes, we appreciate you. Jason, let us know where we can find you. You have millions of fans that probably want to check you out right this very second. Where do they go?
Simple, jasonrozell.com, and on social media, Jason Rozell Live.
Oh,
that's it. Keep it caliente, baby.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, Spicy, where can they find you at?
Well, you already know you can play with my Twitter at spicy_Mahdi, or you can stroke my Instagram at spicy_Mahdi, or go to thespicylife.com.
Andrea?
You can follow me at DreaRenee_N on Facebook and Instagram.
And you can find me on my website, itskevinjohn.com. Twitter, Hey Kevin John, Instagram, Hey Kevin John, and you can ride my Facebook at Kevin John Peters. All right, well, that's our show for today. Yay. Thank you guys so much for watching. Thank all the beautiful, incredible, amazingly talented guests that we had in here. And we'll see
and
you
thank
guys.
Thank you for our gifts, Jason.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
The calendars that's going to sit in the Bible.
That's right. Get it online, jasonrozell.com.
Absolutely. Thank y'all. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Peace. From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Dario Christian, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network. If you have questions or comments, tweet us at BHL Online or email us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. For more exclusive content, visit blackhollywoodlive.com. This has been a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.